The Juneau Police Department responded to 10 car crashes between Saturday and Sunday. JPD Public Safety Manager Aaron Calwara says 9 of those accidents involved just a single car.
5 of them were vehicles that went in ditches or got high-centered on a snow berm, something like that.
Calwara says most of the accidents were weather-related or because someone was driving too fast for conditions. One person died in an early Saturday rollover crash, but it's not clear what caused that accident. Calwara says the number of incidents over the weekend is pretty typical for one with alternating snow and rain.
Most of the accidents that were reported to us were in the valley. A couple were out the road, several were in the area of the McNugget intersection, and quite a few on Egan Drive.
Most importantly, she says people just need to slow down and put space between themselves and other vehicles. Sam Dapsevich with the Alaska Department of Transportation agrees. DOT maintains most of Juneau's roads, and he says they're facing some uphill battles this year.
Over the last 5 or 6 years, our budget for highways and aviation has been reduced, and so we have fewer staff and less equipment available to respond than we did in years past.
Snowplows are on the roads at 4 in the morning when the winter weather hits. Dapsevich says they're taking steps to try and be more efficient as well, like using a tow plow.
The tow plows can operate quite a bit more efficiently because they take care of multiple lanes in one pass. It has a 26-foot plow, basically, that reaches across the highway and saves time, allows us to free up resources for other routes.
He says drivers should give themselves plenty of time to get where they're going and give snowplows plenty of space on the road. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.